The nonprofit sector lost an estimated 1.6 million jobs in the first 3 months after the pandemic started. There's been a modest recovery each month since, until December. Hi, I'm Mark Harivna, and today's episode of Fresh Research, we talk to Dr. Lester Salomon, director of the Center for Civil Society Studies at Johns Hopkins University, which has been tracking monthly nonprofit job growth since the pandemic.
Welcome to Fresh Research, a podcast from the Nonprofit Times. We explore some of the most interesting and sometimes provocative findings focused on the world of nonprofits. Thanks for tuning in. Here at the Nonprofit Times, we see tons of great, fresh research. So in each episode, we take a recent study or survey and have a conversation with the authors about what they found and why they think it's important for charities. We'll also give away some books and give you access to other valuable information from the Nonprofit Times.
Our guest today is Lester Salomon. He's director of the Center for Civil Society Studies at Johns Hopkins University. The center has been tracking monthly nonprofit job growth since the pandemic. In their latest report for December, overall nonprofit job growth turned negative. That's the first time it's happened since May. In this episode, we'll discuss the December numbers, how they compare with 2020, and how we got here, a closer look within each subsector, and some estimates as to how long it will take for jobs to recover fully. What can you tell me about the latest jobs report and what timeline does that cover?
Yeah, well, we've been doing these on a monthly basis. So this includes the month of December 2020. And what we've done all along is to estimate the nonprofit job losses against the pre-COVID numbers, which we estimated as of February 2020.
How has December shaped up so far?
Well, December is a really disappointing month. It was a month in which, despite a series of months in which there was very timid growth in nonprofit jobs, now it was not robust at all. In December, it actually declined. And so that's a very kind of distressing story, because instead of very slight increases, we turned negative in December. Now, that is likely a result of the fact that the coronavirus was picking up speed, or had picked up speed, and there were all sorts of challenges in the system that made it worse. Things turned sour across a pretty broad front in terms of the job picture in general. So this was a distressing turn of events, and it was pretty widespread. There was only one field in which there was growth, and that was in the healthcare field, but it was really timid.
When was the last time the monthly report showed a decline? Because you mentioned it has been timid growth for a few months.
The increases began in June, and they were pretty significant in June compared to March, April, and May. So we have a figure for March, April, May that we put out in our 2020 report, which showed a loss of about 1.6 million jobs. And then in June, there was a pretty robust return of some 24% of them. And then that went down to 9% in July, and that went down to 7% in August. And then in September, things really began to turn bad again. And so in September, there was a really timid growth of about 1.9%, about 2.4% in October, down to 1.7% in November. And then in December, it was a 3.1% decline. Hmm. So declines had not occurred since June. So that's the first decline that we've seen. The growth rate really fell off rapidly, but this was the first time that we saw an actual decline.
And the only subsector that saw growth was healthcare?
That's right. Actually, it was a change from November. Let's put it that way. So nonprofit jobs lost in November. We had 229,000 lost as of November in the healthcare arena. And in December, that went up by about 16,000, 17,000. So there was a 7% increase in December versus November. So it's still down from the February number, but it was up from November. In all the other fields, there was a decline from November to December, and also still a decline from the amount that was employed as of February of 2020.
Mm-hmm. And was there, I know the arts and culture subsector took a big hit early in the year and has continued to lag other subsectors. Was that also seen in December? Other subsectors really took a hit?
Yes, yes. So it was, there were two other sectors that had pretty substantial drops in December versus November. One of them was education, which accounted for 44,000 of the jobs that were lost in December out of 50,000 total, or 51,000. And then the second group was in arts, entertainment, and recreation. It had about a 14% drop. Hmm. That's just a one-month drop between November and December. So a further drop of 14% for arts, culture, and entertainment.
And is arts and culture still down? I think at one point it was down 24 to 30% ish on the year, or since February.
Yeah, for the year as a whole, it was down 36.5%. So that's a walloping loss.
Yeah, it's by far the biggest loss among the subsectors.
It's the biggest loss as compared to the February number, yes, in percentage terms. Well over a third of all arts jobs were lost, almost 40%.
How did some of the other sectors compare for the year? Are they all still down, or is there any subsector that's managed to come back?
Even? No, there is no subsector that has come back all the way. Now, healthcare was down the least. It was down about 3% as of December, but everybody else was down pretty substantially, 15% in education, in social assistance, about 9%, about 9% in religious grant making and civic organizations. Overall, it was still down about 7.5%, about 929,000 jobs that were still lost as of December. So I think it's important to recognize that, you know, something that is, I'm sure, obvious to your readers, but needs to be emphasized nevertheless, that nonprofits really are right in the center of the response to this whole virus. They are service providers. They are community institutions that provide aid to children, provide support for homeless shelters and for feeding programs. So they are really crucial to this whole apparatus of recovery. So when they lose jobs, that means that there are not enough people out there to do the kind of recovery activity, as well as in the health field. You know, it's important to realize that half of our hospitals in the United States are nonprofit institutions. So these are crucial response mechanisms. And when they lose employment, it really ripples through the whole recovery effort. The second thing that is important to realize is that we're living in a world in which the data on nonprofit employment is largely missing. It does not come regularly out of our data systems. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, it turns out, collects incredible data on nonprofit organizations. This data, as I say, has been collected by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they don't report on nonprofits as a category. They throw it all together with total private employment. And that means that that data is missing. So we have developed a procedure for calculating, pulling the nonprofits out of the data systems. And we gave that to the BLS ultimately, but they are only reporting on it every 5 years. So the latest data that we have is for 2017. So what we have tried to do is to fill this gap by using estimating techniques. So we basically computed the share that nonprofits represent in each of the industries in which they are active, the share of private employment that nonprofit institutions represent. We have that number for 2017, and we've made the heroic assumption that that number is not far off from probably what their share was when 2020 started. And so we apply those shares to each field for each month using the reported BLS data, Bureau of Labor Statistics data on total private employment by field. And this gives us our estimate of nonprofit losses.
How long will it take for nonprofit jobs to recover? We'll take a closer look with Dr. Lester Salomon of the Center for Civil Society Studies right after this.
If you like what you're hearing, share it with friends and colleagues on social media. Use the hashtag FreshResearch or retweet the Nonprofit Times link, and you'll be eligible to win a book from the NPT Library. Another way for folks to find the show, rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. For more than 30 years, the Nonprofit Times has been the leading business publication for nonprofit management. To subscribe, visit shopthenonprofittimes.com. You'll also find special issue coverage, relevant research like our salary and benefits report, and best nonprofits to work for, plus other special reports and webinars. And keep up with the latest breaking news and in-depth reporting at thenonprofittimes.com.
Now more with Dr. Lester Salomon of the Center for Civil Society Studies about the Nonprofit Jobs Report and why projections for a recovery are a little more optimistic for 2021. These are just estimates, and would it likely take 5 years to confirm that once the BLS numbers are out?
Well, the BLS is scheduled to produce another data set on 2022. And it'll probably take us a year to get that. So in 2023, mm-hmm. we will have a much better handle. And then when they do that, they do the intervening years. So we can finally trace things, but we won't be able to do that until 2023. So we'll have to decide how we're going to handle the intervening time period. And it's getting, one of the things that we've done is to try to project how many months it will take to recover fully if the number in a particular given year is the number going forward, the recovery period going forward. We felt reasonably confident doing that in the previous months. We had actual numbers, we had a growth going on, so we could actually compute number of months if the rate in, let's say, the month of November stood. But when you have a decline, it becomes almost impossible. If you divide the total number that you're trying to recover by a minus sign, you get infinity in mathematical terms. Mm-hmm. So what we've done this time is to do a different, slightly different approach and try to project it out, assuming that the scenario that prevailed over the previous two quarters, over the previous 6 months, were to be in effect going forward. In other words, what's the average gain of jobs taken all together over the previous 6 months? And remember, the first three of those were pretty substantial gains, and then the following 3 months were very modest gains. And so we're basically saying, listen, we know what's going on in the world, in this field. We know there's a vaccine. We know there's a new administration. That administration is committed to doing things that will reduce the continued loss. So this average may not be a bad estimate, a better estimate than infinity for the time period that's going to be required. And that number gave us a estimate of a year and a half to full recovery. So, and then we computed that for different fields. The one field that we had still great difficulty with was education, because it never had a real increase. And so we made a different kind of estimate that I won't bore you with, but we came up with a figure that has education assuming many different things, that the educators are going to be advantaged in the vaccinations, and that the Biden administration has announced a decided push to try to get schools back open. And so we come up with a figure of about 11 or so months for full recovery of education under this most rosy of scenarios.
And so overall, you're saying it would be about a year to year and a half to recover at this rate?
Well, it was a year and a half, though in some fields it was below a year.
And that's better than the previous month, if I recall correctly, because I understand the growth was positive in, say, October, November, but if I remember right, that they were closer to 2 years or more to recover.
Exactly. So we're basically saying, you know, wait, there seems to be a reason for being a little more rosy, a mm-hmm. little more optimistic, but we are very upfront in saying these are our best estimate. If we came out with 2.5 years, we basically are saying that this new regime is not going to do any better than the past one. And mm-hmm. we don't think that's a valid assumption. So we've come up with a different assumption. You know, you could say that maybe a more reasonable thing would be to average the two. And that's really what we've done in the education field, but we haven't done it in the other fields.
So your expectations for 2021 sound maybe like they're a little more optimistic given the change in administration, particularly, or any other
things
that
make
you...
and the appearance of the vaccination. Mm-hmm. We did right. not know that in November.
True.
We found that later, and that is a encouraging sign, though, as you know as well as I do from the news accounts, that we've been a bit slow in getting the vaccine into people's arms. So, you know, we're hoping that that's going to speed up and that will begin to give a little push to the recovery. And we could imagine that at the end of 2021, we're a lot closer to recovered than we are now.
Are there any silver linings in any of the most recent numbers that maybe nonprofits can take a little bit of solace in?
Well, I guess the one and only is what's happening in healthcare. And, you know, we know kind of why that's happening. It's just not clear that it is as permanent as we'd like to see. There have been real efforts to bring more people into the healthcare field, even on a part-time basis. And we're not sure that it's showing up in the data, but it could be. That does not suggest that the full-time employment is up. But at least it's an encouraging sign that healthcare has bounced back a bit more and seems to be on a different trajectory than these other fields. But social services is still pretty significantly down and went down further in December. So this is not really good news. And what we've projected is basically taking account of things that have not yet shown up really in the data. So we're out a bit on shaky ground. We did base it on the record of the last 6 months, so it's not completely crazy or made up, but it really is a leap of faith that this new administration is going to be very different and very much more successful than the previous one.
And the ranges for how long it would take to recover, are they all around a year and a half, or are other sectors much faster or much slower?
There are some that are faster. Arts and entertainment is slower.
Sure. That's the biggest hit.
It's still showing 25 months, even after this effort to be optimistic about the recovery effort that this administration. Social assistance is about 11 months. So it's by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Education is about the same, about 11 months. The religious grant making ones, mainly because they're so much smaller, are more like between 9 and 10 months, and healthcare about 7 months.
Okay, so that is quite a range there, from anywhere from 7 to 25 months.
Yes, exactly. And I guess I want to emphasize again for your readers the crucial nature of these data and the frustration the sector should feel about the BLS and its inability or refusal to produce these numbers on a much more timely basis. This should be a wake-up call for everybody in the sector that this kind of data is really crucial to be able to judge policy innovations. You know, we're constantly in danger of having the nonprofits drop by the wayside as the Congress passes laws on the private sector's recovery, and they forget that nonprofits are a big part of the data that they're looking at, because the data come to them looking like it's the private business sector, and all the discussion in the press is emphasizing using the term private business, when in fact, buried in that data are nonprofits, and they are in the fields where nonprofits operate. They're a major part. It's important to remind ourselves regularly that this is the third largest workforce of any industry in our country. You know, it's ahead of manufacturing. It's ahead of construction, it's ahead of finance. So getting a better handle on its performance and what's happening to it, particularly when we're facing pandemics and social chaos, is just absolutely essential. And we have the data. It's not as if we're asking the BLS to go out and gather new data. They already are gathering it. It's a question of programming their computers so that it spits it out on a more regular basis. And that should not be rocket science, given where they've already gotten to.
Dr. Salomon, thanks so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks again to Dr. Lester Salomon. He's director of the Center for Civil Society Studies at Johns Hopkins University. Each month, they release an estimate of nonprofit job gains or losses and a projection of how long it will take for a full recovery. For more information, keep an eye on thenonprofittimes.com. I'm Mark Rivna for the Nonprofit Times. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Fresh Research.
That's our episode for today. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to share the Fresh Research link on Twitter or Facebook to be eligible to win something from the NPT Library. You can also share on social media with the hashtag #FreshResearch. And if you like what you hear, please rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. This has been Fresh Research, a podcast from the Nonprofit Times, spotlighting research and trends in the philanthropic sector. Till next time, keep up with us at thenonprofittimes.com for all your nonprofit news.